Shark sightings are up on Cape Cod this summer. To explain the science and how it's impacting tourism is Doug Fraser from the Cape Cod Times. He joins us from Hyannis, Massachusetts. Hi, Doug. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane.
So nice to have you. Tell us what's going on with these shark sightings off of Cape Cod.
So it's primarily been the rise of the gray seal population. They're relatively large seals, 300 to 800 pounds. The population's been going up ever since the Marine Mammal Protection Act was instituted in 1972. Went from almost zero in the 70s to about, depending on which study you believe, mid-20s to as much as 50,000 gray seals now. And the sharks, as the biologists say, kind of take a left-hand turn and discover this cafe where they can dine on seals. And basically, we've seen shark sightings go up ever since probably the tagging study started in like around 2009.
So is the balance out of whack a little bit? I mean, what are you know, ecologists saying with the Marine Mammal Protection Act? Is it sort of in balance now?
Well, certainly there's been a critique from locals, fishermen, others that the ecosystem is out of balance, but they don't really know what that true balance really is, to be honest. You know, it could be in the process of reestablishing some type of balance, but to put it in perspective, you know, since human beings have, you know, put their fingerprint on the ocean, basically, they're not quite sure what that true balance is going to be, at least the scientists that I talk to. So now you have the seal populations going up and the numbers of sharks coming in, and the white shark, and that's the shark we're talking about, the great white shark, those numbers now are considered by the most recent studies to be on the upswing as well, both here and due to protections kind of around the globe, you know. And so that's the problem, is we're starting to see not only more sharks coming into our area, but the general population is on the upswing.
I'm watching these videos online. They're compelling.
Very close to shore, a lot of those.
Yeah. Tell us more about that.
So that's the difference between here and a lot of other areas. Most the great whites like to attack their surprise hunters, so they like to ambush their prey, and they usually do it from depths of around 10 feet or deeper. But here they've learned to attack laterally because they have to. The seals hug the shoreline, and they are in and amongst the swimmers, and they're hard to avoid, the seals, and the sharks are also in and among the swimmers. There's been plenty of video of those attacks happening within like a few feet of shore, really, you know. So the problem, the good thing is that, you know, there's enough sharks around, maybe potentially like in the hundreds, that they don't really tend to, you know, choose humans the way tigers choose humans, for instance, in some areas of the world. And what we have are relatively few attacks, but of course they're so big that they can do a lot of damage with a single bite.
How are towns on Cape Cod responding to this? I'm reading about locks boxes on the beach with tourniquets and landline access and dune buggy services to transport people. What are you seeing out there, Doug?
Well, so far they have been able to get some state grants. They utilize their own money. They're mostly trying to backfill the emergency, the gaps in like response and also treatment that became evident after the fatal attack last year. And there's been four other attacks as well. And that sort of revealed that there were issues with, this is kind of, I don't want to say wilderness, but let's just say this is remote territory, you know, and so the problems with cell phone connection and communications to get a 911 line, for instance, when you only have a few minutes to respond to a potential bleed out, those gaps are what they're filling now. And they're also trying to educate people in terms of like trying to stay as safe as possible, remain out of areas where you potentially could encounter a shark, like deep water areas at the edge of a sandbar, and particular times of the day. But that science is evolving. We're now having studies that are being done this year that look at the shark behavior when they are in the shallow water and they are hunting.
I saw Chatham residents on Cape Cod narrowly rejected a proposal to spend $100,000 on a shark barrier at a beach, beaches where kids are taking swimming lessons and otherwise sort of in the water. You know, we're right in the middle of tourist season. How are people on the Cape sort of handling this? What are tourists doing?
Well, if you went to the beaches, you'd see a lot of people in the water. You know, it's hot here, and the water's been fairly warm. People tend to, like, there's two things they do. Number one, they have very graphic signs that warn you at the beaches that there are sharks in the water. I mean, it's a photo, and there's no mistaking what this shark is. You know, people like to have their pictures taken beside that for some reason. I find it odd, but a lot of people do it. And when you go down to the beach themselves, there's a mix of opinions. You know, usually people are fairly well informed. There's been a lot of education work that's been done here, and so they know the sharks are there. But the feeling is with the lifeguards there, and the fact that, you know, people tend not to go like really deep, that they feel there's enough safety there that people go in for now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's you don't know what will happen should another attack, you know, occur, which people say is pretty much inevitable, you know. But amongst the locals, and especially the water user groups, those are the people that when shark attacks happen, no matter where they happen in the world, they tend to be the people that are most impacted because they tend to be, you know, the long-distance swimmers, the surfers, the paddleboarders, the bodyboarders. Those are the people that the sharks tend to, you know, attack, let's just say, because they're usually somewhat isolated from other people. They're usually in deeper water, and they stay in a lot longer. Those people have been expressing a lot of concern, including people who have surfed all over the world. We do have those people here. And they say, this is different. This is different from what they've seen in other parts of the world. And they want more activity on the part of the towns and the state and even the federal government. They want to see, you know, some kind of measures for detection or deterrence for sharks those measures have not necessarily proven successful elsewhere. There's not a lot of science behind them, but they want to see some activity on that front.
Doug Fraser covers the environment, fisheries, and sharks for the Cape Cod Times. Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.